Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. I'd like to wish everybody Merry Christmas. Hope you guys have a great one. Have a blast. Hang out with your family. I mean,
I don't want to. You're my family. Yeah. I kid.
I don't think he's kidding. But we'll be going over our waiver wire picks for the week, which we only have two. It's championship week.
Possibly nobody a third. Should.
Yeah, it's
we're
possible.
We'll just kind of throw it out there. You do what you want with it.
Yeah. I mean, championship week. Congratulations to everybody that made the championships. Uncle David did not. I did.
I made plenty of championships.
Ones that mattered.
They all matter because they're all money.
Listen. They matter for that, you. I don't really care about those ones.
The one with you, yes, you beat me. Congratulations.
I beat him by 10 points pretty much.
Lamar Jackson got hurt. Kudos.
And then you wished injury on Brock Purdy and he blew up for 40.
Yes, I did.
He dropped 40 on your head.
My starting quarterback got hurt. Yours should too.
Nope. That didn't happen.
He did not. And then he went off.
Him and Herbert had great weeks this week.
Yes, they did. My quarterbacks were awful.
Yeah. And then we're also doing a review for the week and our predictions for Christmas Day games. Get started. Oh, man. Last week, Eagles Commanders. I mean, Mariota's hurt, got his hand stepped on, so it got even worse for the Commanders after that.
The fact that the Commanders scored 18 tells you that the Eagles suck.
I agree. And I think... So, I did see some people really still think that the Eagles are one of the best teams in the NFC.
Let them.
I think that is ridiculous.
I agree.
But, I mean, not much talk about that game. Saquon had a good game. Jalen Hurts did his job. A.J. Brown, 9 for 95. And, yeah, just...
Yeah, I mean, he was solid.
Eagles, yeah, they did what they should have.
Brown did all that in the first half. Because I was nervous as heck. Because Brian had him. Mm-hmm. And I was nervous. And then he ended up kicking my butt anyway. So,
Packers Bears, dude, that game was a roller coaster.
That was a hell of a game.
It was a great game. That game had me stressing out.
I know. I've got a picture proving it.
That was rough. I mean, they were not clicking at first. And the penalties, dude, somebody needs to get that fixed before playoffs. They need to get that
fixed.
It's
not going to get fixed before the playoffs.
I don't think so.
That's something
thinking.
That has to happen in training camp.
But, I mean, yeah.
But I'll say this. It could very well be the reason that they don't make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Honestly,
I'm not saying that they can't. I'm just saying like that.
Yeah, yeah. Penalties
are
what's going to ruin
everything. Back. Yeah.
Yeah. Which hopefully, I mean, it was just all over the field with the penalties. There's both sides, mostly defense, honestly, this time. I'm happy the offensive line wasn't doing as bad because they'd be holding a lot. I mean, they had some really crucial plays where they did hold and it got called back, which sucks, but it is what it is. They won, so I don't care anymore. They need to do better on the penalty front. But, I mean, Caleb Williams, two amazing throws. The throw to tie the game and then the throw to end the game. I mean, just a great performance by the offense in that second half. Or
I didn't realize
I'd say after fourth quarter.
I didn't realize it Saturday night, but you owe PCA a letter telling him thank you.
PCA?
Yeah.
Was he there?
He's been to the last two games. They're 2-0 with him there.
PCA, you need to keep going. Listen, he should invite me to his suite.
I saw
sit
a clip
up there with him.
They had shown, I don't know if he had just gotten there, it was like beginning of the game or whatever, but he's on the sideline, and the team, or the fans are like yelling, PCA, PCA, and he goes, let's go Bears, let's go. He's trying to change it. He's like, it's not about me.
Man, I love PCA. That dude's awesome.
I'll say this, your aunt
took that loss the way it happened very well.
Yeah.
I mean, really well. I was a little bit surprised. Were you?
A little bit.
Because she did. She took it well.
Which I think she kind of expected it to happen.
I think you're right. Especially once Dobbs dropped that onside kick. I think she saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, I
like,
did.
This loss wasn't even on LaFleur for the first time. This was on the players 100%.
No, that was part of LaFleur.
You think so?
Yes, they played so conservatively after Love got hurt.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he just, I don't know.
They tried to win it with their defense when their best defensive players are all hurt.
That's fine with me.
And they should have won still. Like, it almost worked out.
Kind of.
The Bears snatched that victory out of their grasp.
It was nice.
It was great for the Bears.
Oh, 100%.
And Caleb Williams, for all the crap I give that guy, he's got ice in his veins, man.
Iceman. That's his new name. I better start hearing that from now on. We refer to him as Iceman.
I do not.
Yes.
I will not.
We will. Bengals Dolphins.
He's going to have to do a little more before I start doing that for you.
That's Iceman. Bengals Dolphins. I mean, the Dolphins suck. Do you think it was the right move to bench Tua?
Absolutely.
I think they would have put up more than 21.
They should have done that a long time ago. They should have never signed him to that extension.
Yeah. Yeah, just Quinn Ewers didn't play terrible.
They're going to be awful next year.
20 for 30 for 260. I mean, he put up the numbers. Was it a lot of garbage time?
Yeah, Quinn Ewers
sucked. I don't know.
Quinn Ewers does suck.
All right, I didn't see the two picks. All right, that was a bad read for me. I don't know. Just Dolphins suck. I think everybody knew that. Chain did what he could.
I mean, he did
pretty good for what he had.
Malik Washington made a couple of nice plays. Waller didn't play as well as I thought, did he? No, he did not.
He didn't have many targets, which Waddell, I was pretty shocked about.
He wasn't terrible. I mean, he did what he could, too. Like, man, yeah. I mean, Quinn Ewers sucked, dude.
I don't know what they do.
They suck for a year. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts.
What do they do with Tua? Do they just release him?
Yeah, that's what they're saying, that they're going to release him. See, they'd like to try and trade him, but who's going to take
that trade?
Nobody's going to
trade for that.
Yeah. And they're going to eat. Like, it's going to be the biggest penalty ever. It's like $99 million. And so there's no way to overcome that.
Yeah.
So they're just going to suck. They have a great receiver. They have a great running back. And they just need to build through the draft. And really, I wouldn't even try and get a quarterback now. I would just go with Quinn Ewers and or Zach Wilson and let them be your starters and get beat up and build for the future for 27 and beyond.
How many wins do the Dolphins have this year?
Too many. More than they should.
Oh.
Like six. I think they have six.
That's surprising.
Uh-huh.
No, I mean.
And so if they don't do what I just said, they're going to live in purgatory just like the Steelers do. Mm-hmm. They just need to suck ass next year. And really, like, they should look into trading Waddell. They should not trade A-Chain, but they should try and trade Waddell.
Yeah.
As long as you can get a good amount for him, draft pick-wise, why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. There's an argument to be made to keep him, but it would help accelerate it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Bengals played good. Burrow had a good game. Chase
Brown. You
can't
replace A-Chain's speed.
No, not at all. I mean, he's easily the best player on that team.
All right, to trade him, I think you'd have to get at least two firsts. And I don't know that somebody's going to do that for a running back.
No.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But he's a game changer.
Yeah. Yeah. Just bad game for Dolphins, great game for Bengals.
The bad part about keeping A-Chain to me is, like, he could win a couple of games that you don't necessarily want to win, front office-wise, next year.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think you just, like, I don't think you can replace what he does.
No.
Easily, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Buccaneers, Panthers. That was a really good game.
I loved this.
So it was a great game.
Because I want the Panthers to win the division.
Yeah.
And that's, I like Baker. I like him a whole lot better than I used to.
Mm-hmm.
But it just would be cool to see the Panthers finally get out of all that.
Yeah. I mean.
They earned it.
Tet had a really good game.
Yeah.
Bryce did what he needed. It looked very concerning at first. I'll tell you what, I was pretty worried.
Rico Dowdle, early on this season, was amazing. Tampa Bay's not that good defensively against the run, are they?
No, I don't think so.
I don't understand why they're not going with Hubbard more again. Because they said they were going to.
Yeah, like the even split.
I mean, Dowdle had three more carries. But
yeah, I mean, it was still
average.
Pretty even.
Hubbard had a 4.5 out average. And I get that that's not like huge, but it's productive. And it gets you first downs consistently.
Yeah.
Helps move the ball. Dowdle's 3.2. Like, that's not going to move. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But Hubbard only had one target to Dowdle's 6. I don't know. I think they're both fine players. Neither one is so good that they have to be.
The other one should get phased out. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we'll see. This was still a huge win for Carolina. I think they split personally, but.
I mean, we talked about that last week, I think, didn't we?
Maybe.
That's what we expect.
I don't remember. Yeah.
But Panthers had to win this game more than the Bucs did. I mean, I would love to see the Panthers go in and win that in Tampa.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Vikings Giants. I mean, that game was suck. It just sucked.
That was the worst I've seen. Damn it. Quarterback. Yes. Worst I've seen him play.
Yeah.
It was near the end of the first half before he finally got his first completion.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was some bad football by both sides, honestly.
He made Max Brosmer look good. But he also only had 13 attempts.
Which is insane. Like, you can tell, like, the offense has just dropped since Dable left. I'm not saying that that was the wrong move. But, I mean, he's definitely a better coordinator, play caller than who they have right now.
They ran the ball 30 times. But that also means they only had 43 plays. Hard to win a game that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at
and that
Minnesota's,
they still kept
though,
it close.
It's not like
insane.
They had a ton.
No. I mean, that was just terrible football. And it's not even like, I mean, at least the Giants played a good defense. I don't know what Minnesota's excuse is because it's not like they're playing great with JJ in anyways. Giants have a bottom 10 defense.
That you can pass on all day long.
It's just, I don't know. That was just a terrible game. Yeah. It's Saints. I mean, Saints killed them. They obliterated the Jets.
What was Shook's stats? Damn.
32 for 49, 308, and a touchdown.
Was I wrong about Tyler Shook?
Maybe. Olave had a great game.
Yeah, those two have a nice connection.
10, 148, and 2 touchdowns. One of them came from Taysom Hill, who threw one pass, one attempt, 38 yards to, Olave. New Orleans looks like they're on a pretty decent, I guess, start to a rebuild or second year of rebuild or however long they've been doing it. I think they could be decent soon. Especially, I mean, it's going to be a lot easier if Shook is pretty good. He doesn't need to exactly light it up. He just needs to play decent football, and that's what he's doing now. That's what he did last week.
For them to beat good teams, he needs to light it up more. He's only got 7 passing touchdowns. But he didn't start until, end of October, I think.
Yeah.
And so for 7 games started, 9 games played, he's almost got he's going to go over 2,000 yards.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
No.
He's going to end up with 9 starts. So a little over half. It's at over 2,000 yards. That's on pace for, he's going to be close to a 4,000-yard pace.
Uh-huh.
He has a 66.4 completion percentage. And I mentioned he only has 7 touchdowns. You'd like to, that needs to take a step up.
Yeah.
But he's also only got 5 picks right now
in
7 games. Like, that's not terrible for a rookie.
No.
By any means. In fact, I'd say it's pretty damn good.
Yeah. You rarely see people light it up their rookie years. I mean, Jaden Daniels and freaking CJ Stroud are, I mean, those are the two recent ones. Justin Herbert, too. Justin Herbert.
They're exceptions, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's something they can build with.
Yeah, the predictions are just way too high for rookies now.
Juwan Johnson's had a really nice season.
Yeah. Olave,
he has 70 catches for 733 yards.
Which one?
Johnson.
Johnson does?
Juwan Johnson does.
Mm.
Olave apparently has passed. That threw me off. He has 1 attempt. It was a pick. But I'm looking. I'm like, where the hell did the stats go? Oh, that's passing. He has 92 catches for 1,044 yards with 2 more games to go. He's going to eclipse the 100.
I think Chris Olave is one of the most underrated receivers.
For sure.
I think he's really underrated.
Because he couldn't stay healthy recently.
Yeah, a lot of concussions.
And 2,
he does stupid stuff.
His quarterbacks have been awful.
Yeah.
Those two have really, over the last few games, found a major connection.
Mm-hmm.
Olave has in the most, he's 10 and 6 in the last 2 games. So 16 catches, And it doesn't, I hate that it doesn't tell me targets on that. I mean, that's pretty damn good. He's got 3 touchdowns and over 220 yards.
Yeah.
Like, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just,
this is a tandem to watch. And I thought that they needed to go pick a tight end or another quarterback this year. I think I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was wrong that they need to pick a quarterback this year. If they think that there's a guy that they really love and they're not 100% sold on him, then absolutely they should do it. But I don't think that, like, I thought going into the season and even early on in Shook's short starting, I thought they needed to do that. I don't think that's accurate now. And I wouldn't even argue that it would be silly to. Because there's so many question marks about the quarterbacks in this draft coming out. And there's a whole lot of, there was a lot of really positive talk about the 26 draft picks for quarterbacks. And that really swayed. But there's a lot of really positive talk about the 27 picks now, too. So I think it would make more sense to give this kid a full year, see what he can do with better players, too. Like, continue to improve this roster. Kamara's been hurt all year, off and on. Miller got hurt. Now Neal got hurt. And he was looking solid. Like, you're down to your fourth string running back. And that's why they play Taysom Hill as a starter. That really wasn't a bad idea. I am mad that I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, because that was pretty solid idea. But Juwan Johnson, Chris Olave, if they can get a third true threat to go with those two guys for Tyler, I mean, he continues to play like this and maybe find some offensive line help for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think they should go quarterback this year. I think they need to build around either defense or offensive key player.
Or bowls, yeah.
Yeah. How many firsts do they have? Do they have only one?
I don't remember. I think they only have one.
Yeah. I mean, they could go wide receiver or running back this draft in the first.
I'd like it's going to be decent. Receiver.
Yeah. Get somebody on the other side of
Or offensive line.
Olave.
With that first pick.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see what they do.
Understand that maybe they're not going to be super great next year, but try to improve the offense and then improve the defense after that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd like to see. Yeah. Because I think if you can get confidence for that kid, he's going to win games that you have no business winning when your defense sucks at times just by building confidence.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's harder to do it the other way.
Yeah. The future's looking pretty bright for the Saints, I think.
I think it's a little early to say bright, but I think it's promising.
It's looking better, yeah.
It's very promising. It looks a whole lot better than I anticipated after this year.
Yeah, me too. Chiefs-Titans. The Titans whooped the Chiefs bad.
How cool was that?
That was awesome.
It was.
Cam Ward, I mean, he played football. He played pretty good. And that's a pretty difficult defense.
The Chiefs.
I know they're probably getting gassed, but.
Yeah, they were gassed.
That's still pretty.
At the end of that game, they were really gassed.
Yeah, I mean, that's still a pretty difficult defense to play against. I mean, Tony Pollard killed it again. That dude's been on fire these last couple weeks.
He has. Cam Ward didn't do a bad job, finally.
Yeah. 21-28, 228, 2 touchdowns. I mean, yeah.
Spears had a solid game.
Manor
wasn't terrible. Okonkwo had a really good game.
DK
got his touchdown with 40 yards. I would have liked to have seen a little more out of Gunnar Helm. I think Gunnar Helm is the future tight end there. Really, I'm high on him.
Yeah.
I've talked about him some before, but I really like that guy. And I think the jury's still out for Cam Ward.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the coaching he's gotten has been terrible.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to put the kid down too much because of that. Now, I think Mike McCoy has been far better than what he had early on in the season, but he needs better coaching.
Yeah.
You know who would be a great coordinator there?
Daboll. Yeah, I mean.
Or I wouldn't even mind seeing him in New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what he does. I mean, maybe, I doubt it, but he could get another starting or head coach job.
I think the only place that makes sense is Buffalo. And I don't think that's going to happen. Yes.
As a coordinator?
No, as a coach.
You think they don't have a head coach in the next season?
No, I do. I don't think that. Oh. I don't think it becomes available. I'm just saying, I think that that's the only place that him becoming a head coach again at least so fast, would make any kind of sense.
Yeah.
And then he's going to need a strong DC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chargers, Cowboys. Chargers whooped the Cowboys bad.
Man, I really thought the Cowboys were going to come on, and they just fell apart.
Yeah. Justin Herbert killed it. Marian Hampton did pretty good.
Yeah, he was solid, wasn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was getting really nervous until he got that touchdown on. It was like a sigh of relief.
They have too many damn weapons.
Yeah. Quentin Johnson played great.
For fantasy, it's hard to know who the hell to play.
Yeah. Trey Harris seems like he's coming up pretty well.
Yeah, that's the last thing they need is another damn receiver.
Keenan Allen, he had a really good game, and McConkey had a good game. I mean, just that was a great game from Chargers.
You know who's fallen off the face of the earth?
Who?
Gadsden.
Yeah. I don't know. They just really like Disley.
Doesn't make sense. Something had to have happened there. Because he was like getting all the... And then...
Was Disley hurt or something?
I don't think so. But Disley is a... I think he's a very underrated player.
Yeah. But he's up there in age.
It doesn't make sense. I would go with Gadsden. He's proven he can do it.
Yeah.
Maybe they're wanting more. You know what? I just thought of this. I was about to say maybe because Gadsden, I don't think, is a great blocker.
Yeah.
And the way that offensive line being is, killed. Maybe that's a big part of that.
Probably. Actually. He does like shed block, or Disley does the shed blocks.
Yep. And he's really good at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Bills Browns. I mean, that game was a lot closer than you'd expect.
Yeah. The Bills' defense is not. Like, if they're going to win it all, it's going to have to be because James Cook and Josh Allen will it.
Yeah.
And shame on the front office and everybody else for the Bills not having better pass catchers.
They're going to have to draft another receiver.
Keon Coleman was a healthy scratch, not because of his attitude this time, but because he just sucks. That's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kid's got talent. But at this point, like, it doesn't matter. Like,
I don't know.
I'm surprised they didn't throw the ball more, but they really didn't need to. I would have liked that. They did a little bit of the Packers stuff this game, didn't they? They got up big. Bills? Yeah. They got up big, and then they just kind of took the foot off the gas.
Yeah.
Josh Allen got beat up a little bit in this game, though.
Yeah.
You think that's part of that?
Maybe. Yeah.
Miles Garrett, that dude's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a shame he's wasted there.
He's going to be on the Bears next year.
No, he's not.
I wish.
I don't blame you. You should wish.
Falcons, Cardinals. I mean, it's just a rough game for the Cardinals, yeah. This game shocked. Jaguars, Broncos.
I wasn't shocked that the Jags won. I was shocked at the way they won.
They killed the Broncos offense. It's so overrated.
Not by me. I've been saying they suck.
Yeah. Overrated. That's what they are. That is a bad... It's not even like they played a great defense. I mean, the Jags have a decent defense.
It's solid.
They've proved me wrong. I thought they weren't going to have a good defense at all. And it seemed like that at the beginning.
They've been up and down, that defense.
Yeah, but dude, I mean, that offense has really turned it around. Like, I did not like Trevor Lawrence at all. And for a while, he was not good for a while.
Trevor Lawrence.
He's turned it around.
I said it last week, and I'll say it again. He's playing the best ball of his career.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
he's been amazing.
It's been a huge surprise.
Parker Washington stepped the hell up.
Mm-hmm.
He was wide open all the time, though, in this game.
Yeah. I mean, Jacoby had a game. Brent Strange, he did pretty good this week.
Yep.
Etienne had a really good week, surprisingly. Or no, never
mind. Why is that surprising? He's been playing well.
He had a decent week. I mean, Broncos defense.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
It's just, I mean, he had a decent performance.
So, is it time to say that Jacksonville is one of the odds, like one of the favorites? I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that.
I don't
that,
think
but
so.
On paper, I think that it makes sense.
I think they could be pretty good. I think they'll make the second round.
If you looked at the stats that they put up over the last 6 weeks versus everybody else, I think that they may be one that you'd pick. If you're looking at just stats and not the teams?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but maybe. I don't know.
I'll try to put together something for our Friday podcast.
All right. Texans, Raiders. I mean, who would have thought the Raiders would have put up 21?
It was pretty cool to see.
Not really. When
I would have loved Ashton Jeanty put the Texans.
That would have been crazy. I mean, that defense is...
What are you pissy about? You won.
I know, but I mean that I was nervous for a while. Like I did not expect.
Listen, I gotta tell everybody. So we play at the Dynasty League that we play in. It's on Sleeper, and it showed the percentages back and forth. Like it truly went back and forth between like 60% me, 60% him, 55 me, 55 him, Peyton. Like it went back and forth probably 7 or 8 times. Did it not?
It did.
Like big swings here and there.
Freaking throughout Gensy, the whole weekend. Dude.
It was crazy. It was a really good mashup.
Yeah. I did see that Gensy is the first player in like forever that has had a 50-yard receiving touchdown and a 50-yard rushing touchdown in the same game.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Which, I mean, that surprises me, honestly. I would have thought CMC would have had that. Yeah. But I guess not.
Or Bijan. Or even Taylor.
I know. That's insane.
Or Gibbs.
See? I mean, maybe Gentry's more talented than them. I don't know. And he did it against a really good defense.
I'm telling you right now, Gentry is more talented than those guys.
Imagine if he got drafted by the Bears. That would have been amazing.
Imagine if he was on a team that had even one good offensive lineman.
Like the Bears. The fact that was a real possibility and the Bears didn't snatch it.
He has over 1,100 all-purpose yards.
I wanted the Bears to do it so bad. I don't think you understand how bad I wanted the Bears getting Gentry.
I mean,
I don't know why the Raiders took a running back, honestly.
Because they saw the skill position talent.
They should have taken, like, anybody else. I would have been like, it is what it is.
Because they're not building from inside to out like they should.
Definitely. Yeah. Because Raiders are dysfunctional.
It's a great talent to get, but it doesn't. It
doesn't make sense.
It's not the way to build a winning football team.
Yeah. Steelers. Lions.
This was an amazing game.
Yeah.
There was a lot of really good football games to watch this week.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of weird stuff happening, but a lot of good football games.
Yeah. Jared Goff, he had a really good game. They just couldn't finish it. They could not finish that game.
I'll tell you who had a great game. Jalen Ward.
I'll tell you who didn't have a good game. Jahmyr Gibbs.
He did not. You know what he had? For them to only rush the ball 12 times is stupid, too.
Yeah.
And Goff had one of those. 54 passes for Jared Goff.
Yeah.
That's not a recipe for winning football.
No.
For the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Gibbs did have 10 catches.
That's what carried him in fantasy. But that was stupid. But outside of that, I mean, he didn't. Yeah, they were just very inefficient rushing the ball.
Pittsburgh was bound and determined to make sure Amon-Ra St. Brown was not going to beat them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he almost did.
It was close. Like that game.
Did you feel like that was pass interference? The play that was called pass interference at the end?
I don't know. I don't remember which one you're talking about. Extended, you were telling me about it. Yeah, I mean, technically it's a pass interference.
But it was very much a flop as well.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't think that you can push out like that.
You can't.
No matter the actual situation. Because I don't think it affected it all that much. I think it was a flop by Ramsey. But you do that, and you're done.
Mm-hmm. You can't extend them arms at all, no matter what. Patriots-Ravens. I mean, I called it. I knew the Patriots were going to win.
I thought I was for sure the Ravens would win this game.
May had a great game.
Again.
Diggs played amazing. It's just, I mean, that was a great game by New England's offense. Defense,
Derrick Henry, once again,
he killed it.
128 yards, 18 carries, and you don't play him in the end again. Did you see Harbaugh's explanation?
No, what was it?
Well, they were just going through the cycle again, and it was Keaton's turn.
See,
Henry was getting ready to come back in, but they didn't get the first down.
When does he get fired for letting this happen?
I agree. So Keaton Mitchell, 9 carries, 13 yards. Averaging 1.4 yards per carry. Derrick Henry, 18 carries, 128 yards, 7.1. And he only had a long of 23. So it's not like he had this huge run to help make those numbers a little higher, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, you're okay with that being the case? That it was the rotation? Screw the rotation at that point.
Yeah.
Put your best player by far on the field for once. I love John Harbaugh, but he should not be the head coach there anymore.
Yeah.
Because of the way they've used Derrick Henry this year. I understand mm-hmm. he's fumbled the ball.
What
some.
Happened from last year?
I understand
year.
All that. It's the stupidest thing. I don't care that he's fumbled. He's still and by he's far the best player. Then. Huh?
And he's fixed it.
Well, he had, but then he fumbled again in this last game. But well, I'm telling well, you, like it's just stupid. If you're going to live it, if you're going to die doing that, at least die with your best players on the field.
Yeah.
It's inexcusable not to.
Last night's game, Indy and San Francisco, that was a really good game. That
it wasn't the first
great
half.
Game. I don't know. Maybe it's just a really good game because I won money in it. I'm guessing that's why I think it was a great game.
I mean, Niners,
I had fun watching it. I watched the whole game.
The Niners outscored them 24-10. I wouldn't call that a good game in the second
half.
Well,
I think the Niners are just fun to watch. They are a really fun team to watch.
Okay, that's a different thing. But, like, they won by 21. I don't think that constitutes a good game.
The fact that George Kittle left early and he had 7 for 115 and a touchdown.
Did you see he said that he was tackled by a hip tackle?
He was?
That's what he said.
Is that how he got hurt?
Yeah.
I mean, is it? I think
I'm not sure. I fell asleep. I had to go to bed for the second half, and I didn't see it. And I haven't had a chance. I came home from work, got on here with you, so I haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it?
Where exactly he got hurt.
Okay.
I mean, he was still suited up on the sideline for most of the game, so I don't know. I think he might have been able to go back out, but they didn't want to risk it, which is understandable because they're already in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But dude's a monster, and I think they'll just get better when Pearsall comes back.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree. Juwan Johnson's, you can tell, a whole lot healthier now.
Yeah.
CMC is just out of his mind.
You,
how do you not Juwan appreciate Jennings? What that guy does?
CMC? I know. Yeah,
he's so good.
The Colts really moved away from the run. I get why. But, I mean, at least throw the ball to him because he was pretty efficient receiving.
Every time they do that, though, they lose.
When they move away from the run, just, I don't know. I have no idea what was wrong with them.
And they're not using Tyler Warren the way they did early on.
Yeah.
And I know it's cool. 44-year-old man comes out. He goes 23 for 35, 277 yards. That's cool. It's a feel-good story. But did you see some of the throws he made last night?
Yeah. That interception, though, I don't think that was fully his fault.
Maybe not. I'm just saying.
Yeah, some of those throws were, I mean, you could definitely see his age in it.
Yeah.
His arm is not the same, which is understandable. He's old.
Agree.
Not everybody's going to be like Tom Brady.
He doesn't have the arm strength that an NFL player.
No, I don't think he can throw it down there anymore. Like that.
And that's
I mean,
what
he can
saying,
get it 30 yards, but I don't think he can go any farther than 40.
He used his ingenuity to get some of those completions. Like, he just kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I think that there's some props that should be given out for that, but I'm kind of worried about his physical health right now.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not trying to be a jerk. I just, is it, like, I don't think there's any chance they make the playoffs.
He's getting that insurance.
Their math, he's already got it. He doesn't have to do any. If
he's
he didn't play another
for
down,
that
it's done. Like, that's his now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I really do.
I think it's great that he wanted to do it.
Yeah.
I think it's great that it's a feel-good story. But, I
there's no way he plays next year, right?
Absolutely not. But I don't.
But I think he still does keep, because he was working with Riley Leonard before the draft. I think this could help Riley Leonard a lot.
I think what would help Riley Leonard the most is for him to play the rest of the games.
Yeah, but that doesn't really seem like the thing that teams do now.
I think most teams do.
Sit their rookie quarterbacks?
They're not
or
mathematically eliminated yet, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Wild card.
Maybe.
Neither are the Ravens, for that matter. But they are two back of Houston right now.
Mm-hmm.
How are the Ravens not mathematically eliminated?
How far back from the Steelers are they?
Oh. That's how. Okay, thank you. Two. But the Colts are two behind Houston. That's the last playoff spot available.
I mean, Steelers just have to win next week, and, I mean, it's over.
If Houston wins or Baltimore loses, or Indy loses, Houston's in. Is that what you said? Or you said the Steelers, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm talking about
same situation.
For the Ravens to not make it.
Yeah, same situation. And there's just one division and one wild card spot available in the NFC, too.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing short of the Packers just completely choking therein.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Lions have choked.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. It's been really crazy. Mm-hmm. It's a crazy week, crazy season. We're almost done. Great. I know, two more weeks.
I hate that.
Then it's playoffs. Bears are going to the Super Bowl.
Are we still going to get on here and talk about during the playoffs?
Yeah.
Like bets and guys we like and stuff. And not necessarily just because fantasy's done after this week, but we'll still get on here and talk about bets. And
yeah, we'll talk about football.
Stuff. Yeah. That's what I thought, but I'm just double checking, letting everybody know.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, we're going to talk about the playoffs. Playoffs?
Playoffs?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Three Christmas Day games.
That'd be nice.
Except they all suck. Like, look at, I was talking to Perry about this earlier. It looks like they tried to put together three nice games like they did for Thanksgiving. Yeah. It just hasn't worked out at all. One game's got two crappy teams now. I called out, Detroit's probably not crappy, but.
Not great. Dallas and Washington.
That one's even crappier.
Yeah. Dallas will win that. Detroit, Minnesota.
I hope the Commanders win.
I doubt it, though.
I doubt
especially
it,
especially if Mariota's out. They're still not sure if Mariota will be playing.
Is there anybody, if that happens, is there anybody on Washington you want to play fantasy-wise? If Josh Johnson is the starting quarterback.
I think so.
I think I like Terry.
I mean, I'd like to like Terry. He will have some time to prepare with him. Yeah. I mean, he didn't last week. I think that's what gets me nervous.
It's because he hasn't played in forever. Like, and I doubt he's had many reps.
Yeah.
He's getting it. He's probably getting all the first team reps right now.
Yeah.
And in garbage time, we'll see. I mean, I see a world where Scary Terry gets some good points. I want to play Johnson and all because he's going to throw some picks too. And like, I would liken it to Flacco some here with that. So, yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or stuff like that. I mean, I think you could do worse depending on who your receivers are. I'd be willing to play Scary Terry.
Yeah. I like Javonte Williams a lot too.
I do too. I like anything on Dallas's offense. Washington's defense is absolutely horrendous.
Mm-hmm. Detroit, Minnesota. I mean, Detroit's going to kill them. Brosmer, no. I really don't like any of Minnesota's receivers. I think Aaron Jones could play pretty good.
Yeah, Jones probably could be decent. Man, I mean, that's where Detroit excels defensively, though. They're really bad against the
I feel like he's going to get a lot of catches, though.
Probably. What about Hockenson in this situation?
If he plays, I'll like him. But from what I've seen, it's not looking great.
What about Oliver, then, if that's the case? For play. For that the Thursday slate?
Yeah, I think that could be good if...
especially if Hockenson's
out.
Oliver's starting.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to be terribly expensive DFS-wise. Part of me wants to like JJ. I mean, he's a great spot for him. But I don't know that they're going to get him the ball.
Yeah. I like Gibbs.
Oh, yeah. I like anything.
Maybe Montgomery, too.
Especially the rush. So I
feel
like
if they're beating them really bad, I like both of them.
Yeah, agreed, because they'll just continue to punch the ball down their throat.
Yeah, down their throat. Mm-hmm. Denver, Kansas City, I mean.
I don't like anything in this.
Yeah, I mean, Denver will win.
Maybe R.J. Harvey?
Yeah, maybe.
I
mean, Kansas City will probably get exhausted again. Really?
I would love to see that. I don't think it's going to happen.
No, but.
It'd be cool for
Olubikin.
You want
to see Kansas City winning?
What?
You want to see Kansas City winning?
I want to see them win this, yes.
Huh. You don't like Sean Payton that much?
I hate that guy. And I really don't like Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Like, he's a Sean Payton wannabe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sean Payton got made by Brees. You can't change my mind.
He what?
He was made by Drew Brees.
Agreed.
But, yeah. I mean, we'll see how this Christmas game goes. Hopefully, they're good. I don't have much faith in it, but hopefully it's good. Game. Yeah. I mean, I might watch the Dallas-Washington game, but that might be it. Maybe Detroit-Minnesota.
I'm sure I'll watch them because that's what I do.
It'll be something in the background, if anything, for me.
I can't help myself. It's kind of a sickness.
But, yeah. Waiver wire. I mean, I like Dylan Sampson. Or, like you said, or who brought up Dylan Sampson? I don't even remember.
You did, but I love the play.
I'm a genius. Judkins broke his leg.
Yes.
He's on IR now. Dylan Sampson is next in charge. If he plays, he's definitely going to be worth it.
If he plays. I love
with his receiving ability. Yeah.
He's worth getting his session on your line, in your lineup.
Yeah. I mean, what do you got to lose this championship week? It's not like you got to play another. You got to lose the championship, but if you're in this position already with Judkins, you probably might as well.
Don't get this far and lose, Shane.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you said Josh Downs. I mean, he looked pretty good last week.
He did. I think there's a good
throwing to Dylan Moore.
Good rapport there.
No, never mind. I thought Downs was on the team when Rivers was playing there, but I think I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I think T.Y. was still there.
Yeah. T.Y.
That was crazy. It's been that long.
DK Metcalf out, suspended because he's a moron.
Punch somebody.
Sheesh. For calling him his full name.
Yeah.
I mean, there's videos out now showing that that's what happened.
Yeah, I know. That dude.
His story has not been corroborated yet with videos.
No. It looks like it's pretty out of his favor at the moment.
I think that you could maybe play Adam Thielen, maybe play Calvin Austin. I don't trust any of them. You brought up the tight ends. I like that idea more, but which one? I don't know. Jonnu?
Yeah.
Jonnu can play the slot some. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I'd probably stay away from it, but I wouldn't be shocked to see any of them go off either.
Y'all shouldn't really need to. You guys are in the championship. If you needed this, I don't know how you made it this far.
I mean, you got to replace DK with something.
Yeah.
Hopefully you got somebody better on the roster.
Like Ayo Manor.
I would trust that more. I would trust DK more. D-I-K-E. I would trust Josh Downs more than Thielen or Austin.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of... I would trust Alec Pierce more.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, Phillip really liked him in the end zone.
Alec Pierce is...
Pierce. Great. Yeah. The Colts have a really good receiver group.
They do.
Very underrated.
They do. And they're still choking.
I don't know what's wrong with them. Like, it was really good to start, and then they really fell off. Like, that fall-off was crazy. I mean, you predicted it, but I think you said you didn't predict it to be this bad.
I didn't think it would be this bad, no. So, I saw a stat yesterday. It was the Colts, Chargers, Texans, and Jags. We'll finish with this, unless you got something else. Those four teams have played four games each since the Colts have had a bye. And there were 16 opportunities for something to help and benefit the Colts. All 16 opportunities have hurt the Colts and their playoff chances. The odds of that are amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that they would lose it, like, at the end, where they didn't get in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mathematically, they're still in it, but they got to have so many things go right for them to get in now.
And they haven't been going right so far.
No. So, I feel bad for them, though, with it. Like, the team. I guess that it's their fault to an extent, but it just sucks.
Yeah.
It's always fault that Daniel Jones got hurt, but it was already going that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Poor fans. Hey, but at least the Bears are winning. I'll take that. but yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. If you guys are listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave a comment what you guys think, and hit that notification button. Be notified immediately whenever we post. Thank you, guys.